This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with the newly appointed national office bearers of the Bharatiya Janata Party at its headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that organizational meetings are all about new ideas and perspectives aimed at strengthening in the party and deepening its connect with the people. BJP President Nitin Nobin also held a meeting with the newly appointed national office bearers of the BJP. During the meeting, the BJP passed a resolution regarding the honour and protection of the historical legacy of Vande Mataram. The central government has notified the removal of the 12-minute advertisement duration cap for television channels. The decision has come into effect with notification of the amendment in the Cable Television Network Rules 1994 in the Gazette. Earlier, Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that in view of the changes that have occurred in the TV broadcasting sector, a need was felt to revisit the stipulations relating to the advertisement duration. India is hosting the BRICS Sports Ministers meeting in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh today as part of its BRICS Chairship 2026. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, along with sports ministers and heads of delegation from all 11 BRICS member countries, will attend the meeting. Union Minister Anupriya Patel has said that India must move beyond its identity as the pharmacy of the world and emerge as the laboratory of the world, driven by research, innovation and emerging technologies. Addressing the third edition of the IIMA Healthcare Summit 2026 at the Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad, the minister highlighted the transformative potential of artificial intelligence in healthcare.
We are not going to be satisfied with the label of just being the pharmacy of the world. We now have the ambition of becoming the laboratory of the world, which is why we need AI. Besides drug discovery, AI is today being harnessed in healthcare delivery and healthcare systems management.
Minister of State for Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, on the occasion of National Space Day, said that India remembers the historic success of Chandrayaan 3, a remarkable achievement that placed the country among the world's leading spacefaring nations. In a social media post, Dr. Singh said that the achievement of Indian scientists, backed by the progressive vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, continues to inspire generations. He also celebrated the contributions of scientists and innovators and the unstoppable spirit of Vikasit Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will undertake a two-day official visit to Russia beginning today. The minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. More than 70 British parliamentarians have written to the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, urging intervention over the worsening situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. They have called for an end to the bloodshed caused by Pakistani forces and measures to protect civilian lives. The appeal comes amid the escalating violence and abuses in the occupied territory, where hundreds have been killed and injured in a brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces. The region also remains under a strict blockade, curfew and a total communications blackout. In wrestling, Indian women wrestlers added three more medals to the country's tally at the Under-20 World Championships in Slovakia, with Mansi Lathar winning silver and Tanvi Gundesh Madgum and Komal securing bronze medals. In the 68-kilogram final, Mansi was edged 1-2 by China's Chen Ling Song in a closely contested bout, settling for the silver medal. In cricket, India were 5-0 loss against host Sri Lanka in the second and final test of the series in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. India have made one change to their playing 11 with seasoned Madhya Pradesh all-rounder Saransh Jain making his test debut. Kuldeep Yadav has been ruled out due to an infection. And that is the end of this news bulletin.